What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. This is Michelle Hayward, woman of color and STEM founder of the tech company Positive Hire. And tonight, we are on day three of 7 days of talking about preparing for your 2019 goals. Yes, that is what we're doing. That is what this is about. Hey, Big Daddy Panama, thanks for joining. So if you missed the first 2 days, I'm going to tell you, day one was about looking at your habits. And yesterday, which was day two, was all about planning for the unexpected. How do you prepare, expect the unexpected, and what you should do to prepare for them. All right. So right now we're going to get into day three, which is all about procrastination. Goal diggers, don't procrastinate that often. Most of the time they are in action. And you're probably wondering, how do they do that? So I have three main tips, and then something I really, really want you to focus on. Hey, Stevie, when it comes to your goals, when it comes to setting your goals, when it comes to reaching your goals, thanks for sharing this out. If you haven't pressed those three dots, go ahead and press those three dots and share this out. Okay. When it comes to you really going after your goals, you really pushing forward with your goals, you need to, number one, because you know you're procrastinating, you know you're not taking action. Hey, Tiffany, the first thing I want you to do is write down. I want you to first visualize and then write down what you see. What does it look like after you have achieved this goal? A lot of times we know we have to get it done, and we say, yeah, because once I get it done, I will have all the stress done. But what does that really look like? When you pay off your student loan, when you pay off your mortgage, when you lose those 40 pounds and you're no longer on the meds, right? What does that life look like? Visualize it and write it down. Some of you are really great artists. You may be able to draw it out by hand, even using Illustrator or something, and really make a visual story of what your life would look like. Some of you can go through and put together a board and just cut out magazines. And it's really, really important you do this, because a lot of times we need that inspiration. We need that push. And us understanding and literally seeing is believing, right? Where we will be if we stop procrastinating will get us in action, right? Will get us in action. So make that visual. Be a visual person so you can get to where you want to be with your 2019 goals. Now, this is very, very hard for people to do. So you have this big, hairy, audacious goal. That's what they say, right? But what happens if you're able to break that big goal down into smaller steps, then smaller steps, then smaller steps, and then it's like, well, I can do that if I only have to do this, and I have to do it 50-11 times to get to here, I probably can do that, right? Like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you prepare for a marathon? You start doing 5Ks, 10Ks, right? A half marathon. You keep doing those runs. Most people don't jump into a full marathon, right? So you start preparing and you make it, yeah, the good old big hair audacious goal, right? You take it one step at a time, and being able to break that big goal down into those small manageable steps and actions will help you move through your procrastination. Yes, it really does work. You would be amazed. And some of you are like, Michelle, that makes no sense. Okay. How long did it take you to graduate high school? Most people, it took 12, 13 years, depending on 14 if you did pre-K, kindergarten, I'm going to add in kindergarten, so 13 years, right? If somebody told you it's going to take you 13 years to make $5 million, most of y'all would quit, but it took you 13 years to get a damn sheet of paper, and most of us kept going, and most like, yeah, I was motivated because my parents said I was going to get out of their house. If I didn't go to school, I wasn't going to have a place to live, nothing to eat. You need to have that same motivation. So that 13 years it took you to get that one piece of paper, right? That one piece of paper was broken down into different levels of school. So you had high school, middle school. Some of you had high school, junior high, middle school, elementary. Here we have high school, middle school, elementary, and primary, something like that. And then in each one of those, you still had kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, right? And then even within those, you have time periods where you have not first 9 weeks, the second 9 weeks, right? That's half a year. Then you have the third 9 weeks and the fourth nine. You have different periods within it. You get summer break, you get spring break, you get winter break, right? There are different periods in there when you're doing, and it's all, and we often don't see those as small action steps. And they really are. And then you go from the semester, right? You go from the semester to a month, to a week, to a day. Then in those days, you have English class, math class, science class, art, music, PE. I don't know, something else in there. I'm missing some classes, right? But you get what I'm study hall or nap time. I say study hall, nap time. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. So when you break it down to that level, that minute level, guess what you say? Well, yeah, I can do fourth grade. I mean, all I'm going to do is learn this. All I'm going to do is learn that. And then I'm going to go to this teacher. We have broken school down to such minute action items until guess what? We go and do it, and we don't realize it has taken us 13 years to get a sheet of paper. Hello? And then we go to college, and we be all, it's only going to take me 4 to 5 years to do this. And then if I get a master's degree, it's only going to take 2. And be like, do y'all realize? And so we're so excited because we thought 13 years was nothing. But then let me tell you, some of y'all probably realize 13 years is a long time. So this is what they did. They let you graduate from kindergarten. So you felt accomplished, right? So what that was a milestone. We call those milestones. And so you get rewarded with a piece of paper. Then you graduate from elementary or whatever. Oh, fifth grade? Oh, fifth grade. Your grandma don't show up. Your mama don't show up. Your daddy don't show up, right? Then you graduate from middle school, junior high. Yay, eighth grade graduation. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then you graduate from high school. And they pass out. My baby done finished. Get out my house, right? 20 years gone. Just exactly. 20 years gone just like that. And y'all have to put in those milestones in.